Okay.
When you're searching for a destination, explore a world of conversation.
Get lost in aimless flow. Ride with the Tangent Station Show.
The train departs. We're ready to rant. Time to get your ticket stamped.
Stay on topic.
Where's the fun in that?
You know better when we're off to chat.
Welcome, and this is a special episode, and I rant all night, and no, this is get off my lawn, featuring a rant by Willis.
But you know,
what do you got?
You know what the Stray Cats did? Rant and Rave.
Yes, that was the name of the album, right?
Yes, it was a good album. It had Sexy and 17.
Sexy and 17.
It had Two Hit Gotta Go.
What did it have? Won't Stand in Your Way.
I do, but I think,
no, that
looking
was the
better
next
every beer, I think. No, I won't.
Who isn't?
But anyway, so.
What's your rant?
Well, I'm trying to talk to you. My rant is me. No, I'm just kidding.
I got a rant about you.
Do you have one about me?
I'm sure I could come up with one.
My wife and I were talking about this because people go out there and.
And people
themselves.
People on to other people.
We were talking about my daughter. Was this last night? Last night, actually. So it's pretty fresh in my brain. Nothing's fresh in this brain, let me tell you.
It's like lettuce in the fridge.
Lettuce entertaining.
You know that special drawer? It's hospice for vegetables.
Is that what that That's true. Which is funny because
I got strawberries in there. I cut and washed,
and then you forget them.
It's mush.
We do that too. We threw away cherries the other day. But here's the thing: is we're talking about how expensive groceries are.
Oh yeah,
and like we want my daughter to eat healthy. I mean, we help her pay for groceries, but we also want her to do it. And then we realize groceries are expensive. Especially when you want to eat healthy or whatever. I mean, sure, I can go out there and spend $50 and buy shit.
And you'd have a lot more in your cupboard, too.
You would. And you'd also have a lot more in your weight.
Yes, and it also keeps your – you never fill up. You've got to have food high in fiber, and that seems to be very expensive.
It is.
Even things that say, like Fiber One, not good for you. There's a lot of things in it.
Oh, I know. And I love Fiber One cereal. But my whole point is like, I'm lactose intolerant. Okay? Just in case you didn't know, but I know you knew. I go to Starbucks.
You're just going to wipe that out, hit the straw, and tip it all over.
Probably. I talk a lot with my hand. I make fun of Amy all the time, but I do clap my hand. I clap with my hand.
And there's no show going on.
No.
Hell, in the middle of the night.
I don't know. But see,
you're either fapping or clapping.
Can we do it together and be flapping?
Like right now?
Just call me Jack. I'm a flapping Jack.
Me off.
He was a good friend of mine.
Yeah?
Me off.
They usually are.
Can you hear that? Okay. It's hard to rant when I'm
thirsty.
No. Yeah, exactly.
It's hard to rant when you're serious?
Yeah. No, but seriously, when I go to and get a coffee, everyone, you know, I love UDF coffee because I just run in and get black coffee.
For the uninitiated to Cincinnati, that stands for United Dairy Farmers. Not quite the Buc-ee's that you're hoping for, but it.
No, but UDF, I used to say you dumb fuckers.
Out of. That's what I called it.
Yeah, yeah. And on that.
And now I want KFC.
I know, me too. For those of you not in
initiated,
KFC is
Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Yeah.
Actually, I prefer Popeyes.
Popeyes. Oh, I want Popeyes.
Nothing to do with it. But
I don't either.
Popeyes never been to Louisiana. What is this shit?
No, but I've been to Louisiana with the banjo on my knee. Oh, is that Louisiana?
Oh, Susanna, won't you cry?
I come from. It's Alabama.
You know,
it's not Louisiana.
Every time someone would tell a story and they'd say, this old man.
He played one.
Right. They'd pause and I'd say, he played one, you know. And they start the sentence and then they're.
It's like what I say when people say,
them.
One time in band camp, I took a piccolo.
Piccolo?
Piccolo, boop, boop. I don't know what. But anyway, where was I? Oh my! I've said that
at Tangent Station.
Today,
we left.
Today I've been saying that more than I have in a while.
Uh huh. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Yep.
Yep.
I didn't know what I wanted to say. Oh yeah, that deep.
But like, okay, I go to
Moy. Monkey.
I get coffee from a gas station on my way to work because I like, call me weird, I like
mushroom coffee. Go.
Yeah, I do. But when I, every once in a while, I want to go to a fancy restaurant, fancy, I don't know what
to It's your one chance, Francie.
I go to a fancy restaurant to get coffee. And when I do, I can't have milk. So I ask for almond milk or oat milk. And they want to charge me extra.
Oh, yeah.
Which bull crappy.
It costs more in the store, though.
It doesn't.
No?
No, not nowadays. That's my point, though, is why is the almond people like saying, oh, we got to make more blue.
Not the almond people.
No.
They're just.
Or the cashew. I don't know. But they charge me, and it's ridiculous. But yeah,
how much more are they charging you?
So it could be up to $1. Yeah, because and it's not that, I mean, yeah, granted, I'm healthy, but my daughter likes to doing that too because it just tastes better. We're not doing it because it's some trend. Doing it because if
you usually, can't have dairy.
Yeah, and if we go on vacation, which when Amy and I do that, we always stop to a place and get coffee. And if I get milk instead of almond milk, do you really think she wants to spend 6 hours in the car with me? No.
In general, for no other reason. No, she doesn't. No. And then add that to it?
Yeah,
no,
exactly. Definitely not. I mean, but, and so the same thing happens at Kroger. You can't, if you want to eat healthy at Kroger, Kroger's our which is going to, is
Kroger is nationwide.
It is now. Nationwide, it on your side.
Okay, keep going. Do you have some milk? I have almond milk in the fridge now. I can't have dairy either.
I know, neither.
Well, I can if I want to be bent over in pain.
Yeah, neither should Charisse. But she does.
Yeah. I don't think she cares.
No. There's Charisse, so no, we have to listen to it. Stay well. But see, if we wanted to, Amy and I could go out there, we could buy shit for dinners at night. You know, we can go and buy these like TV dinners and all this, and they're cheap. And yes, you can eat them, and they could probably fill you up. But what do Amy and I do instead? We buy stuff ourselves to make it ourselves and prepare. But because we buy healthy stuff, it costs us more. I went to the grocery store yesterday just to get a few things for, you know, for dinner for the rest of the week.
$50 later.
Yeah, exactly. But it was only like four or five things. But if I went, and I was telling Amy last night, if I just went and let's say I got
Oreo cookies.
Well, Oreo cookies are expensive. That's
Doritos.
And I can have Oreos.
Lay's.
Yeah, but the junk crap. Food. Yeah, the junk food's cheap.
And then you're, like you said, frozen dinners.
Yeah, I mean,
that are
so,
4 for $10 sometimes.
Oh, they are?
Sometimes. Well, they were before the inflation, but maybe it'll get back to it.
I mean,
yeah, you could get Lean Cuisine's 4 for $10.
Yeah.
And also the cafe steamers, Healthy Choice Cafe Steamers. I used to get those.
Yeah.
Now I'm trying to eat healthy and I'm making my own stuff.
Yeah, see, you need to. I mean, because you're healthier that way, and it, you know, and it's like people on food stamps. I'm not knocking people on food stamps here. I'm saying
it's impossible.
They cannot eat healthy because if they want to eat healthy with food stamps, they only get so much food stamps a month.
Mm-hmm.
And if you spend it all on one time because you want to eat healthy, what are you going to do for the rest of the month?
I think you're starting to.
Am I spitting on you?
No, I'm. I have something.
I'm in really
my
trying.
Eye. My finger and whatever's bothering my
okay.
eye. No. You're starting to catch on to how the wheel keeps spinning and
yeah.
the vicious cycle and circle.
Vichy schwa.
Yeah. The
oh,
big pharma,
of that,
you got to keep
Amy
people.
Amy made like a vichy schwa, not really, slash, I know I totally went off topic. I don't care. It's food. And I'm hungry right now.
I'm just sorry. The beginning of my.
Oh, I interrupted you. Go ahead. Sorry.
I couldn't think of my insult anyway, but forgot.
I forgot to interrupt you. I mean.
Well, she made vichy schwa, not really.
Yeah. Okay. Go ahead. But what were you saying?
I don't remember.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
What were we talking about?
Oh, that's the first time you said that. Oh,
the food.
Food.
Oh, the cycle. The cycle is. You got to keep people on welfare. And on Medicaid, because it's a form of control, and you keep big pharma in business too, if we're unhealthy, they, in less than 5 years, 50% of the country will have diabetes. It's already 41%.
Yeah. Yes.
And obesity is in the 40 percentile too of Americans.
Oh, I think it's higher than that, isn't it?
Well, we live in a state where there's a lot more. You see a lot more, but you go to us, like in Jersey, there weren't as many.
Well, in California, too, that's people. True.
Probably because they're saving their money to pay their property tax in
probably,
New Jersey.
Probably,
yes. But anyhow, yeah, everything is outrageous. I got you, yeah. That's just, it is, everything is geared towards it, and they're using genetic modification. I mean, we've gone way off on other things here, but to stretch food. And I guess it's most of the food in the middle aisles of our grocery store, they can't sell in Europe because of the ingredients. Yeah, we've talked about this before. It's and you look at some of your stuff you've gotten from Walmart. I know that they're good about on their stuff, great value. They'll point out uses some genetically modified ingredients. It'll mm-hmm. say that on somewhere on the
GMOs.
Pack. Yeah, GMOs.
Yes,
not allowed in Europe.
No,
there's a reason for that.
Because they're not dumb.
Well, it causes a strain on healthcare.
Yeah,
which here we don't care about that. That's making money for.
And that's
well, people care, but not the companies. Yeah. They want to keep.
Well,
big pharma is a problem. Period. It's real.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this.
It's not a boogeyman in the closet. It is a real problem.
And I think I brought this up before.
And our politicians are beholden to it. It's just like big oil.
But here's the thing. On the same line, in order to be healthy, you know, it's like I have a disease that could easily.
You have to eat healthy, non-inflammatory foods.
Food. And
which means real food.
Yes. But also with meds, you brought up pharma. I think we did before. I don't care. We'll bring it up again because this is – I have a med that I need to take once a week. It costs over $1,000 a month.
People, how are you doing that?
I'll tell you later off the air.
Yeah. Well, I mean, insurance has to be a big part of it.
It is. The insurance. But I have a job and I work – I mean, it's not the best insurance because of what I do for a living. It's always – Amy always has better insurance, but it's not bad insurance. So that helps. Mm-hmm. But these people that are don't and they have Medicare, Medicaid, they won't pay for that. So what's going to happen with their disease? They'll have lupus and they sit around. The only way they could do it is by diet, which is good. But at the same time,
if you have Medicaid, you're probably on food stamps.
Yes.
SNAP, EBT, whatever.
Exactly.
And you're not going to, your money's not going. You can't buy organic.
No.
Which you don't need to buy everything organic, but there are certain things you should be.
I don't believe in organic.
Okay.
You know why? Because they're not regulated by the FDA. And so anybody, like I can, the only thing I know that's organic is my garden when I my tomatoes, my beans, and all that I've done myself. I know they're organic.
Right.
But I can't trust anybody else to say they're
so
organic.
So you have a lot of trust in the FDA.
I have.
Which is also, own agenda.
Well, yeah, they do. But my point is I'd rather eat something that maybe the FDA approves than something that they don't have to. But what I'm saying, and you said the outside of the
What was that warmongering head of state or secretary of state that Bush Jr. had?
Not Casper Weinberger.
No, Jr. He had glasses like this and older
the comb guy. Over.
Well, is that he what had that was? Hair. He had hair, but it was he had a high forehead.
I don't know.
Anyway, he cut a deal so he could get. He was an investor in the sweetener that Pepsi uses, and he had to get it approved through FDA or wouldn't be able to keep up. And Coke had similar deals, aspartame, but I don't know of any politicians tied to aspartame. I did know of this guy was tied to it.
That's going to be bothering you. You want me to look it up while you're talking?
I'll do it. Your rant, but I'm saying that
I like ranting and you joining me.
The guy, well, I know, but I'm joining in on it.
I know. So, no, I see where you're going with that, but you were saying earlier though about the insides of the store. You can literally gut out the inside and just go around. This is what people don't realize. If you go around the store on the outside, The food's better for you.
Well, they say that. Don't shop in the middle.
Yeah,
middle aisles.
I mean, trust me. I mean, they don't have popcorn. I love my popcorn, my 3 o'clock, you know, snack every day. But
they have good choices in popcorn now.
Yeah, they do, and they have stuff that doesn't have butter and stuff that I eat. But if you stay around the outside,
Donald Rumsfeld,
Rummy, yes, Crummy Rummy, I used to call him.
He's the guy that was a big investor in the sweetener that Pepsi uses.
I did not know that.
And it comes from Africa, I believe. I think aspartame does too, or something.
Did he bless drains down there?
I don't know. He was looking for some ancient melodies. Found
in the Serengeti?
Stevia. Doesn't that come from Africa? I'm just saying, what, Serengeti? Serengassi?
That's pretty much.
So that's what it'll wind up doing.
I mean,
to
I understand
us.
That it's, you know. So it's all.
Everybody has an agenda. You need to remember that FDA is not necessary. They're
not necessarily, but I still
organic is. It's. It does have its own certification. It's not FDA, maybe, but they do. Like olive oils have to be certified. They're not. You'll get some
extra virgin olive oil. Yes, but how do
organic olive oils? Any of them have to be certified organic. They're healthier.
But how do they know? Do they have somebody sitting over them the whole time making sure?
In olive oil, yes. They do.
That's
what I'm saying specifically for that.
Okay.
But if there's a grocery store buying from a supplier, there's got to be some like weights and measures, some people policing it, just like gas pump. The state auditor is supposed to take care of that, make mm-hmm. sure that you're not getting ripped off at the gas pump.
But here's the thing with that. State auditor is not going to be there every day to make sure. So he comes one day. I mean, I don't want to be a conspiracy.
There's bad business practices everywhere.
Yeah. Either way. But my whole point is this – I mean, I shouldn't complain because me being upper middle class and shit, mm-hmm. I don't care. I came from the poor. I came from nowhere. And I'm healthier now. I mean, granted, I'm a little bit bigger now, but I'm healthier. Because I can't afford it. But back then, what did I do? I would do stuff. I would go to the grocery store and buy cheap, like, crackers or moon pies. I love moon pies.
It's something should be taught in, I call it health class, whatever. But we didn't learn a whole lot about nutrition. And nutrition should be taught. We learned about it from this cat named Mulligan Stew. The PBS show they showed in grade school.
Yeah,
you don't give a crap
no.
about that when you're in grade school.
No.
Show it in high school. When a kid comes home and he's throwing pizza rolls in the microwave and sitting in front of his video game, or she, and Takis or whatever the...
Oh, my daughter loves Takis.
Yeah, every teenage girl does it, apparently.
Yeah.
This is not the first time I'm hearing it.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's... And you develop these... patterns, and you don't learn nutrition. I never learned nutrition.
No, I mean I didn't either. I mean, my health class. What did we learn? It was we learned about how to take
reproduction.
We learned how to take care of eggs, literally, and stuff. But they didn't, and they don't today. Now they don't even have health class.
Oh, really?
Because God forbid you learn how to be healthy, you know. And it's just granted. Like I said, it shouldn't bother me, but it bothers me when I see people that can't afford to eat healthy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just what this comes down to. And I wasn't going to I had this plan, but it was going to be the next time. But because you brought up, and we agree on this, about food prices and all mm-hmm. that. So, I mean, we have to do something.
I don't know what the answer is.
I don't either.
And as far as... organic, a truly organic situation is they don't use pesticides at all. So they're supposed to plant the plants that keep bugs away. And of course you use fencing
and
all of that.
But that's the case, how come when I buy organic something or other, you pull it out to clean it and there's bugs on it?
Because that's closer to real organic than... You were saying it might not be organic. It is. But you should wash everything.
Well, you should.
Yeah.
wash your back, wash your balls, you know, all that stuff.
Oh, double time on that.
On which one, back or balls?
Yes.
Okay.
When I'm on my back, I wash my balls.
When I'm on, it's a whole operation. When I'm on your balls, I have a reclining chair.
Well, I have a reclining chair in my shower.
Do you?
No.
I've never been in your shower.
You douche. I douche.
But anyways, so if nothing for anything else, maybe this is a PSA.
I saw you dance around, if not for nothing else or not for nothing. You said, if not for anything else, that is, I don't care. You can make it all sexy you want. I don't dig it. You know I don't like that. But from the last episode where I said so Jersey, the two sayings from Jersey, yeah. Not for nothing and dollars to donuts.
Oh, I didn't even really.
Yeah, you just said nothing.
I don't even
nothing.
Know what I talk about half the time. But hopefully people will listen to these rants. I mean, I don't want to just rant to rant. That would be Duran Duran.
Maybe it's a reflex.
Is an only child. I want to be hungry like the wolf.
Well, he definitely eats organic.
Yeah.
It'll be a new moon on Monday before I can afford to eat organic. That's
only,
just
only with the chauffeur.
I need to join the union of the snake. Maybe I can afford
it. Oh, my union snakes all the time. But hopefully.
Yeah.
People will get out my rants. Well, under, you know, I just don't rant to be ranting.
Mm-hmm.
I want people to actually understand and think.
I wanted to go to Rio, but I preferred stay home and watch Girls on Film.
Yeah.
Thank you for traveling with us today as we navigate thoughts along the way.
Always something fresh, that will be clear. It's time to say goodbye, but have no fear.
Take another ride without a map. There's no guarantee
it won't be crap. Let's meet up again without hesitation. Join us again on
Tangent Station.